Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 304. Who is this man Jesus? We want you to listen carefully to the greatest story ever recorded. It's not a fairy tale or fable, for the story of Jesus has been documented by not only reliable New Testament writers, but by major historians as well. It is a story that can be exciting to you and might possibly change your life. Jesus was born in the year 4 BC in the city of David, Bethlehem. He was born of the Virgin Mary, fathered in her by the Holy Spirit of God. Angels announced to the world in beautiful song, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased." One angel in particular announced to them, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, for to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Thus the shepherds were invited to pay homage to the new king. Wise men were called from afar by the shining of a glorious star. Later, old Simeon and old Anna saw their life's ambition come to pass as they viewed the new child, the Savior, as God had promised them they would before they died. Jesus was raised in the small rural town of Nazareth, where his adoptive father Joseph taught him to use the tools of a carpenter. It was hard work, work requiring much manual labor, skill, construct and body that could bear up to hours of sweating in the hot sun. It produced hands made coarse from touching rough wood. For many years, Jesus worked in the trade of being a carpenter. At the age of 30, Jesus sought out John the Baptist. At first, John refused to baptize Jesus, saying that he felt unworthy to touch even the sandals of the Son of God. As Jesus was coming up from the waters of the Jordan, a voice spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus went into the wilderness to allow Satan to tempt him, just as Satan tempts us today. For 40 days, Jesus fasted and then beat down the foe Satan with his powerful knowledge of God's will. As he came down from the hills, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he walked, talked, and lived among men for 3 years. John wrote in his Gospel, chapter 20 and verse 30, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these were written, so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name." And John recorded that Jesus raised the dead to live again, made the blind to see, made the lame to walk, cast out demons, made food for 5,000 from a few loaves of bread and a few fish, stilled the seas during a storm, and walked upon water. Yet even these displays of power did not convince the Jews to whom God sent the Son as a Savior and King. Instead, they sought to kill him. On a Thursday night, Jesus met with his apostles in the city of Jerusalem to take the Passover meal with them. It was here, on a solemn occasion, that Jesus told them he must soon die, that it was God's will that he give his life for his friends. He drank wine and broke bread with them, and told them to remember him when they did this from that time forward, to be reminded of his death and his promise to come again to take his own to a place he was going to prepare for them. Later that night, he spent time in the Garden of Gethsemane to pray with and seek comfort from the company of his Father. His prayer was ended by the clamor of swords and the shouts of angry men sent to arrest him. Around midnight, Jesus was arrested and sent to trial. On trumped-up charges, the Jewish authorities tried the Lord in an illegal nighttime trial. They had him beaten, spit upon, slapped, and humiliated him. That was not enough. They wanted him to die. In the early morning, they carried Jesus to the governor of Judea, Pontius Pilate. After hearing his case, Pilate could find no charge against Jesus, but the authorities of the Jews demanded the death of the man of Nazareth. Pilate had him scourged, stripped, mocked, hoping that would appease the crowd, but finally sending him to Herod, where again he was beaten and shamed. But at last Pilate had to give in to the cry of the crowd, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Sometime that Friday morning, Jesus was placed on a wooden cross and knees were sunk into his arms. A cold nail was placed on his wrist and driven with force through skin and muscle, pinning him to the cross. It was not those nails that held him to the cross, nor was it the fear of the Roman swords, but it was his love for you and me. Hours of agony, unable to breathe, pain that was unbearable, body moisture drained, taunts and jeers from the crowd, and worse, he became sin for you and I, and his Father in heaven forsook him. Jesus died. Yet in dying, his power was proclaimed. The skies darkened and the dead walked. An earthquake split the temple and shook Jerusalem. They buried him before 6 o'clock that Friday and laid him in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. The Jews insisted on a guard of soldiers to keep anyone from stealing the body. But on Sunday morning, Jesus rose from the dead. The action of power that none can dispute came only from God the Father. He appeared to Mary, to Peter, and the apostles, later to 500 at one gathering. At last he stood on a hill, and angels watched as he began to ascend into heaven. As he rose, he said to his apostles, "Go everywhere and tell the good news." Jesus can be your Savior. He wants you to belong to him. He gave his life for you. He promised to return again. When he returns, he wants to take those who love and are obedient to his will to live with him for all eternity. When he returns, he will destroy and condemn to the fires of hell those who do not love him or have not obeyed his will. Jesus can be your friend, a wonderful, loving friend, or he can be the worst enemy you have in all eternity. He wants to help you. Jesus has a plan for you. Our counselors are available to help you study the Scriptures and to discover more about Jesus, your Lord. If you have time, why not call Bible Call again, right now, and listen to tape number 16. May God bless you, and thank you for your call.